40 greetings, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you are tipping off with men's college basketball.
Kim, one of the most popular sporting events here in the United States, the National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's Division I Basketball Tournament officially tips off later Tuesday night in Dayton, Ohio. Dayton is the venue for the first four stage, the first four games featuring lower-seeded teams playing for the right to enter the main round of 64 competition. The single elimination tournament will culminate April 4th when the national championship game is played in Houston, Texas. Because of the upsets in the tournament, especially in the early rounds, the competition has been nicknamed March Madness. In the first game tonight in Dayton, Florida Gulf Coast will face Fairleigh Dickinson University from New Jersey, and that will be followed by another game between Vanderbilt University, located in Nashville, Tennessee, and Wichita State University, located in Wichita, Kansas. I'm pretty sure Nigerian center Festus Ezeli of the reigning NBA champion Golden State Warriors will be rooting for Vanderbilt in that second game Tuesday night. Festus played for Vanderbilt before being drafted by the Warriors in the 2012 NBA draft. The top-seeded teams in the NCAA championship tournament are Kansas, North Carolina, Virginia, and Oregon. If you tuned into Monday's Sunny Side of Sports, you heard VOA social media reporter Andrew Palcheski mention how the Jayhawks of Kansas, a three-time national champion, include a Malian player on their roster, freshman forward Sheck Jalo.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. Voice of America.
I mentioned the Golden State Warriors. They won their 60th game of the season Monday night when they beat the visiting New Orleans Pelicans 125-107 in Oakland, California. Star guard Stephen Curry celebrated his 28th birthday by scoring 27 points, grabbing 5 rebounds, and passing for 5 assists. Curry has been sensational this season for the Warriors, who with a mark of 60 wins and 6 losses are on pace to possibly break the record of 72 regular season wins set by the Chicago Bulls in the 1995-96 NBA season. In Monday night's other NBA results, the Dallas Mavericks topped the host Charlotte Hornets 107-96. The Miami Heat beat the visiting Denver Nuggets 124-119. The Chicago Bulls edged the host Toronto Raptors 109-107. My beloved Washington Wizards, who have been less than magical this season, scored their biggest win of the season, trouncing the Detroit Pistons by 43 points, 124-81. The Houston Rockets also turned in an explosive performance, routing the Memphis Grizzlies 130-81. The Oklahoma City Thunder stormed past the visiting Portland Trail Blazers 128-94. Star guard Russell Westbrook had 17 points, 16 assists, and 10 rebounds for the Thunder. It was the 12th time this season Westbrook has recorded a triple-double, double figures in three different statistical categories. In two other results, the Phoenix Suns beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 107-104, and the Utah Jazz topped LeBron James and the visiting Cleveland Cavaliers 94-85.
Sports? Hear about it first, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
And this VOA programming note, beginning March 21st, the Sunny Side of Sports will expand to 30 minutes daily, Monday through Friday. So be sure to tune in at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC for the newly expanded 30 minutes Sunny Side of Sports, beginning March 21st. Turning to tennis, Federer, Nadal, Djokovic. Even if you're not a tennis fan, chances are you've been hearing these three names quite often for more than a decade, and especially when it's time to play for the trophy at big tournaments around the globe. They're all double-digit Grand Slam winners and still firmly on top of world tennis. VOA's Bracha Georgievich recently sat down at a suburban Washington tennis center with former professional player and now ESPN analyst Patrick McEnroe to talk about the so-called Big Three.
Former U.S. Davis Cup team captain and former pro Patrick McEnroe believes that we have been living in the golden era of men's tennis. He says Switzerland's Roger Federer, Spain's Rafael Nadal, and Serbia's Novak Djokovic are three of the greatest players of all time.
Federer, to me, is still the best I've ever seen. Djokovic certainly is on his way to maybe being in that conversation where he's right there with Federer if he can continue to do what he's done over the next 2-3 years. Obviously, Nadal, you know, maybe the greatest competitor we've ever seen, and sort of willed himself to become more than just a clay court player. And imagine if you were Andy Murray. I mean, you're a great player. You've been in multiple Grand Slam finals, only to lose to Djokovic, you know, in Australia 1,500 times. You know, he's won two majors, he won the Olympics, and he's sort of the next guy.
Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic have been so dominant that at least one of them has been in all but one Grand Slam final since the 2005 French Open. The only American to reach a Grand Slam title match in that period was Andy Roddick, losing to Federer at Wimbledon in 2009.
Most countries would have to say the same thing. If you're, you know, from Sweden, for example, from France, you know, Australia, countries that have a great history in tennis, it's pretty much been, for the most part, three players. Obviously, Murray's won a couple. Wawrinka's now won two. You know, Del Potro won the U.S. Open before he got injured. We hope he can come back and be a factor again. But you've just got these players that are so good, and the surfaces have become more similar over the years. So that means that the best players are really the best players on every surface.
And that certainly was the case in 2015, when world number one Djokovic came one match short of winning a calendar Grand Slam, all four majors in 1 year. He lost in the final in Paris to Switzerland's Stanislas Wawrinka, and Roland Garros is still the only Grand Slam the Serbian star has not won.
If he plays his absolute best, it would be hard to pick against him. But I think the gap between him and the field is not as great as it is at the other Grand Slams.
McEnroe thinks that the biggest threat for the Big Three, or Big Four if you count Murray, is going to come from players who are now 18, 19, or 20. As far as others in the top 10, he does not see them as multiple Grand Slam winners.
They might sneak in like Cilic did, like Del Potro did, and win one, but I think probably it'll come from either a Kyrgios, a Borna Koric, Zverev from Germany, maybe one of the American guys, Taylor Fritz, Tiafo. I think we've got a good group of young American guys as well. So I think that's probably where the next great couple of players, maybe one, maybe two players, will come from and start to dominate the majors.
However, McEnroe concludes that is still probably 2 to 3 years away. Bratza Georgievich, VOA News, College Park, Maryland.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Joining us once again on the Voice of America is the VOA social media reporter, Andrew Palcheski. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be with you.
Andrew, what's trending in the sports world on this Tuesday?
Well, we just heard Patrick McEnroe talking about kind of the big three in tennis right now, maybe big four between Federer, Nadal, Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic. And Andy Murray is actually trending today on social media. He unfortunately lost at the BNP Paribas Open, also known as Indian Wells, out in California. Lost very early in that tournament, and he was expected to do quite well. And a lot of people talking about, too, there was 20 years ago in his hometown in Scotland, a massacre, a shooting at a school, and so he paid a very nice tribute on that anniversary of that massacre. So a lot of people talking about that on social media. And then Roger Federer, also a big topic because he has introduced a T-shirt that Nike is producing that has his face on it, but it's an emoji. So you have a Roger Federer emoji now, befitting of that champion that, arguably greatest of all time.
I did see that emoji, Andrew, and it's definitely got his tousled hair.
Yeah, it's got the hair, it's got the headband, it's got, I think, the Nike slogan, which is just do it. It's got the whole, package for him, so it's pretty cool. I want to know where I can go buy one because I'm a big Federer fan, so I'd like that.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Andrew, what else is trending in the sports world?
Well, Steph Curry, it seems like for one reason or another, he's always trending because of his play on the court. His daughter, who's gone viral in the past because she's at the press conferences, his little 3-year-old daughter has been kind of singing and stole the show. But he's trending today because yesterday was his 28th birthday. So very happy birthday to Steph Curry. And also the Golden State Warriors at 60 wins, 6 losses.
Incredible season.
An incredible record for them. Incredible season for Steph Curry and his team. So a lot of well wishes for him on social media. He shared a picture of a cake that the team had given him. It was decked out in the blue and gold of Golden State.
Okay.
And also had a logo for Davidson, which is the college that he went to. And people also noting, of course, Steph Curry's birthday is in March, because that was really where he got his start during March Madness when he played for Davidson in 2008.
And how did Davidson do when Curry was on the team?
Well, they were what they call a Cinderella story. They were a 10 seed out of 16, so not expected to go very far, and they ended up going to the Elite Eight. They were one of the last 8 teams in, and on the way beat Gonzaga, which was a 7 seed, Georgetown, which was a 2 seed, and Wisconsin, which was a 3. And they ended up losing in the Elite Eight to eventual champion Kansas only by 2 points. So they nearly went to the Final Four, nearly knocked off Kansas, who went on to win the NCAA championship in 2008. But Steph Curry on social media recently talked to the NCAA about that record run and gave kind of an oral history of that. So a lot of people sharing that. A lot of people also being very kind of funny and saying, I pick Steph Curry to win my NCAA bracket. So it's unfortunately you can't pick Steph Curry to win, even though he's had great success in the NCAA tournament in the past with his school, Davidson, even though he's doing great now in the NBA with the Golden State Warriors, well recognized on social media to the point where people are saying, I'm just picking Steph to take the whole thing.
Now, Andrew, I think you mentioned it on Monday's show that you're picking the Jayhawks of Kansas to win their 4th national championship.
I'm picking the Jayhawks. They're the overall number one. I think they've got a good shot the way they're playing. But the interesting thing about this year is that at just about every week or every other week, the number one team in the country would lose and get upset. So they said there's about 15 or 20 teams who can conceivably win the championship this year. You have, Duke and Kentucky are 4 seeds. So that means they're 15 or so teams ahead of them that any of those could win, including Duke and Kentucky.
Yeah, I agree. The field seems wide open this year. No undefeated, unbeaten teams.
I think the lowest number of losses is, I think, Kansas has about 30-some-odd wins, 31 wins and 3 losses or so, 30 wins and 3 losses. So it's almost like Golden State numbers there. It's 60 wins and 6 losses.
So as this tournament tips off, Andrew, I guess we'll see more than a few upsets in the early rounds.
Yeah, and that's, social media between the announcement on Sunday of the bracket and the play-in games, which are happening coming up. is all the speculation. Who do I pick for the upset? Who do we want to win? So a lot of excitement on social media and questions about, okay, who are you picking? Or who should I pick for an upset? So it's all really a guessing game, but we'll see.
Andrew Palcheski, VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Sonny.
And we'll see you on Wednesday. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sonny.